This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back live, North Dakota Safety Conference. Annual Safety and Health Conference. Been doing this a lot of years. We're at the Bismarck Event Center. Be here today and tomorrow. There's an exhibit hall. All kinds of exhibitors. There's a safety solution stage. There's a silent auction and great prizes and an event social and, you know, just a whole lot happening. And more than anything, an incredible amount of resources to make sure you're safe, your family's safe, your employees are safe. You come home to your kids at night. That's why we're here, and we love it. Chuck Clermont will join us here coming up in a little bit, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, and also Kelly Armstrong a little later on this hour. Stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about Roco Rescue. They partnered with the North Dakota Safety Council and bring some world-class training here. These are just some incredible things like they have on their safety campus and here at the Bismarck Event Center as well. So tell you about that. I'm going to tell you about One Basin, One Way. So that's an interesting safety approach that is new and has just been rolled out here at the conference. So a lot of ground to cover. We also caught up with Governor Doug Burgum before today's event. He actually was here to kick things off and chatted with him a little bit. Todd, do you have those clips ready for us? Okay, so I was actually four questions for the governor, and I want to play all of them. I played one about the questions over the fiscal conservative versus infrastructure need challenge of the Prairie Dog Bill last hour, and he talked a little bit about concerns over how those dollars are spent and a process for that, and did acknowledge it is a lot of money. I also asked him, just overall, how the session is going, because they're about to cross over. How's supposed to vote on everything today and be done? And, you know, the Senate does their work, sends it to the House. House does their work, sends it to the... So it's crossover, and they take a few days off next week or are out back in the districts and chatting about things. But ask the governor how things are going, so we talked about that. And then, of course, since we're at the North Dakota Safety Council, I want to know his take on what's happening here and tell you a little bit about the message you shared with the entire group here. Governor, tell us.
Well, Scott, great to have you here, bringing attention of all the important work that's gone on here. As we say, you know, Theodore Roosevelt said the great prize in life is the opportunity to work hard at work worth doing. And the people that are here that are safety officers for their companies, people that are here learning about new technologies, new approaches, new equipment to allow them to keep workers safe. And there's so many exciting things going on across the industry in our state. But in the industries we have, you know, the two big ones, agriculture and energy and, of course, transportation, there's work out there that's dangerous. And these people here are dedicated to making the environment safe for the workers in North Dakota.
He also talked a little bit about Vision Zero. You heard a little bit about that, but he talked about that on stage today. And he also obviously has a whole, mentality in the state, specifically with the North Dakota Department of Transportation on it as well. And I asked him about, you know, that program. What is Vision Zero?
Well, I think we have an opportunity to. Of course, Vision Zero is this vision that, you know, as a nation, about 40,000 people die every year on roadways. We'd like to have a vision for North Dakota that is actually zero. And people might say, how is that even possible? And then you say, well, how many people in your company would you think be acceptable to die on the roads, or how many in your family? And the answer is always zero. So we've got to strive for that goal. And then, you know, and how are we going to get there? We're going to have some week this year where zero people die. Maybe we'll have a month in North Dakota where no people die in the roads. If we just keep learning one day at a time, maybe we'll actually be the first state that has zero traffic deaths.
That's a bold goal, no doubt about it, but I think it makes sense, doesn't it? I don't know why. There's been a fair amount of sort of snickering about that, and I don't get that. I'm going to talk to Chuck Clermont a little bit about that as well. And then one other clip I want to play is just an overall view of the session, how he thinks things are going so far in the North Coast session. We're a crossover. Here's the governor's take.
Well, I think the big news on the, you know, heading into the second half is we'll have new revenue forecasts, both from the executive OMB, and now, as you know, this is the first time the legislature has had their own forecast, which is lower than the executive forecast. But we'll have two new forecasts. Both of them will be higher. There'll be more money available. Stuff that got cut out in the House will get put back in the Senate. Stuff that got added in the Senate might get taken out in the House. And I think the next period, as they say, in a hockey game, we're through the first period. We're heading into the second period. I think it'll be a fun next month or so.
Really interesting. And in case you missed it, do you have the last cut too, Todd, that we played earlier? Right after that, that talks a little bit about the Prairie Dog Bill. I am, you know, I'm digging into this, and I'm hearing a lot of people that support this that I respect, okay? And they make the case about, hey, it's certainty. The communities are going to get the money anyway, so they ought to have a little bit of certainty to know what's coming, to plan, to do these things. You know, oil money gets spread across the state already. That happens. You know, infrastructure needs are there. You know, there was some concern that the Hub City funding would go away, which in my mind was worthy of consideration because I think Hub City funding was put in place because the cities were encouraged to take on debt by the state, you know, for a lot of years. And so that's why the Hub Cities were there. Well, let's just do this with some transparency. I mean, all these buckets and all the ways that they do it are designed not for efficiency, folks. They're designed for them to, you know, spend a lot of money without you noticing. I'm sorry. You know, that's what, and when I see $230 million a year going out, every biennium, with no sunset clause, I go, whoa, what's going on here? How can we be fiscally conservative and say that? So that's the rub. You know, can you be fiscally conservative and send all this money out? And, you know, do these projects, are they really needs? Are they really needs? Do we need that? That's been my question. Now, so far, this has been, like, overwhelmingly supported. I think at the House committee that dealt with this, one vote against it was Jeff Delzer, and Jeff Delzer doesn't like spending money, so I understand where he'd be against it, but I think in this case he's right. I think he's right to raise a few points, a few questions about what are we doing here. If you feel the same way, I'd encourage you to talk to your legislators during this break. First of all, I think some version of Prairie Dog Bill is going to come out and going to pass, and that's great. I'm not saying kill this bill, it's terrible, it's awful, it's horrible, or anything else. I'm saying, hey, give this a little scrutiny. Maybe we can do this a little differently without it being, you know, money going to places it wouldn't otherwise need to go. Because this is a lot of money we're tying up for a long time. That's my general take. Ask the governor about it. What do you say, governor, to people that, you know, are concerned about the fiscal side of this and trying to say they're fiscally conservative but also understand there's infrastructure needs?
I think there certainly is a need for infrastructure in North Dakota, and there's a number of different infrastructure bills, including Prairie Dog, that are moving through. But I think the challenge we have, which we hopefully learned when we were doing the thing called the 12% property tax buy-down, where we were essentially giving a blank check out to communities, and many communities' property taxes went up, not down. And so I think not just about the money, it's how the money is spent. And if we can spend the money on replacing existing infrastructure, if we can spend money on making sure that we're creating and designing the right kinds of cities, counties, and townships that are tax efficient, versus they take that money and we're just all doing adding new infrastructure, that's going to put a burden on everybody that's living on the old. So it really comes down to whether or not that's applied, let's call it, with Main Street Initiative type principles of smart infrastructure and lower property taxes and being smart about how we design our cities. Let's just say no one testified against Prairie Dog. When you're giving money out to every township, every county, and every city in the state, it's pretty hard to find someone who's against that.
City of Fargo is going to have double the money they currently get from the state. They go from $7 million to $14 million a year. A lot of money. How's it spent? Will it lower property taxes? Wait a minute. Let's vet the projects. Let's see, you know. I mean, again, it's more strings, but we've seen how this worked before, so it's a concern. Hey, we are live at the North Dakota Safety Council's annual, 46th annual Safety and Health Conference. And Eddie Chaplin is here. Did I say your last name right, Eddie?
That is correct, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Eddie's with Roco Rescue. Now, I understand you are a retired firefighter. Is that right?
Not a retired firefighter, retired oil industry personnel.
Okay, all right, you were in that industry. I had the wrong one.
Yeah, so, now, I was in charge of the fire brigade offshore as well, so I do have firefighting experience, but in the offshore industry, it has to be, it's more, they call it marine firefighting, so it's more like, it's rated towards ship fighting.
Very interesting, and the training that you now provide through the resources of Roco Rescue in partnership with folks like the North Dakota Safety Council, if you'd had that when you were in the industry, how would it have made a difference?
Oh, a tremendous difference. I mean, at the North Dakota State Safety Council, we're trying to simulate what the guys are seeing in their actual facilities, right? Just 2-3 weeks ago, we had Falkirk Mine in there. We were able to replicate one of their pieces of equipment with the prop. So it actually gives guys almost true hands-on experience to the equipment and the situations that they're going to be seeing at their workplace.
What do you have here?
Out here, we're just doing, we're just sales. Today, we're just doing sales today out of the conference.
You're chatting, and of course, you have Roco Rescue's world-class product in the safety campus.
Yes, that is correct. And then we're also doing a few hands-on demonstrations in the convention center. We're doing a rescue, I believe it's a rooftop rescue for municipal departments.
Awesome. Thanks, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you.
All right. Good to be here.
Roco Rescue, Eddie Chapman.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bismarck, Bismarck Event Center, 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. Next time you go to a conference, look how long the conference has been going. There's not that many conferences that go 46 years. That's pretty extraordinary. It tells you the power of safety, number one, and the power of a great organization in the North Dakota Safety Council and getting this going. Chuck Claremont, the executive director, will join us in just a moment. We're going to talk about this conference and much more. Kelly Armstrong still to come on the program, too. And then, actually, Chuck's going to be on again a little later on to talk about a big program announced this week that really is bringing a lot of safety best practices together in the Bakken. So, very interesting. Williston Basin. Speaking of which, you know, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. You know that, right? And through the abundance of talents, that's the people we want to keep safe. We have a workforce shortage in this state. Everybody has to be protected. But those talents, those innovations, those technologies, energy responsibly developed translates to worldwide economic stability. Makes a difference. That's how important what we do here is, and I think sometimes we forget that. We just take it for granted. But with producers in our communities working together, we can secure a sustainable future with generation after generation to build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Chuck Claremont, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. We chatted with Governor Burgum earlier, and he was excited to open things up for you today and also raving about this event. This really is, well, first of all, it's the safety event of the year in North Dakota, no question about it, but becoming more and more of a regional and national event, isn't it?
Yeah, and we were excited as heck to have Governor Burgum here. And last time we got a chance to have him come and speak for us was back in 2016. And you know what year that was? This was actually the first stop after he announced his that he was going to run for governor, and he got a chance to come here and talk to us and kind of open, just kind of say hello and a few words for us, and so it was mm-hmm. neat to have him come back finally, and it really elevates our conference, recognizing that somebody, one of the highest leaders in the state of North Dakota, that will take the time to come to an event like this and speak in the morning and then talk so highly, like you had mentioned, on the radio about us. We really appreciate that.
Talk about what has you most proud this year about the event.
You know, just the part that we're so proud of is 190 sponsors, which is the most we've ever had. And, you talk about revenue, and it's really about saving lives and preventing injuries. But you know as well as I do, in order to put something on like this, you need people to be able to bring in some funding, to be able to support the speakers we bring in, the phenomenal keynote that we had this morning that we brought in from, across the country. And so we had the most sponsors, 190 sponsors, and we have 950-plus members. So knowing we had 20% of our people that are supporting us, that's pretty cool. We got a chance to have people stand up who was in the crowd in terms of anybody that had worked for a company. And having that amount of people that support us, it's just such a great thing to see. I know yesterday, even we had the Petroleum Council meeting, and Ron Ness, the head of the Petroleum Council, the president, he even looked at it and said, "You got to be pretty proud of this, Chuck, that you got this many people support a venture like you guys are doing here in this conference." And that just says so much about what we've been doing over 46 years of putting something on, and we try to do it better and better every year. And we can't do it without the people and the support.
And you still have work to do, don't you? I mean, I was talking to Rick earlier, and you know, I said, is safety still a tough sell? And he said, you know, not as bad as it used to be, but yes, it's still a tough sell. And because, of course, you know, what's that going to cost? What's it going to mean on production? So there's still work to do, isn't there?
There's always work to do. And, you know, you talk about zero incidents, and so many people you hear say that's the epitome. Can we get to zero incidents? And as much people say, you hear people say, no, that's not possible. You got to have a goal, and what better goal to have than nobody dying and nobody getting injured? And what can we possibly do to get to that? And our keynote talks so much about that, is kind of shoot for the moon project. Do something that you might think is out of reach, but you got to work towards that. And that's something we're really trying to do. And whether it's partnering with different groups, whether it's the Petroleum Council, the new orientation program we're doing there, or any of the groups we're working with, the more outreach we have, the more chance we get a chance to be in front of somebody, whether it's through radio, whether it's through interviews, whether it's getting in front of people. That's what it's going to take. And what we're finding is safety really is no longer that four-letter word. I mean, yes, there's those people behind the scenes that might say production safety, what is it? You know, but I think what's neat about North Dakota is I really feel it's about being safe. When you get groups like, 32,000-plus contractors in the petroleum industry have said, hey, it's about getting our people safe every day, and we're going to do something and invest in something like this orientation program that's going to get people home safe. And that's really neat. I mean, and we feel like we're one small part of it, and we know that every year we're trying to bring new things, whether it's our community protection program to something different, a new program into the mix And in terms of saving lives and preventing injuries, that's what we're about.
Vision Zero, something the governor talked about as well on stage, and obviously is you got Dan Donlan here, who's leading those efforts for former police chief of Bismarck, leading the efforts for the state DOT now on that issue. You know, I get a sense that that I don't know if it's the culture of North Dakota or what, but it's sort of like, you know, okay, that's dumb. I mean, like there's not going to be a car accident. I mean, come on, people, there's going to be car accidents, right? That there's almost a little bit of snickering going on. I think it's fantastic. I don't, and maybe I'm Pollyanna, but in my mind, why wouldn't you? Why I don't want my loved ones to be a statistic. So do you know what I mean? I mean, are we having a little effort in getting people to buy in?
Well, I think it is. But even look at something as simple as, hey, we've been trying to get primary seatbelt laws for how long? And it's finally passed one, you know, full, level of the legislative side. It passed to go to a primary. It's not done yet. There's still lots more to go, okay? But at least it shows you that that's never happened before, and it shows that there's interest of people in North Dakota that say, hey, Vision Zero is not so crazy. Now you're getting more and more people kind of buying into that, saying, God, maybe it is about, not just about me putting my seatbelt on. Maybe it's about, what are the people in the back seat? What happens if something happens to me and I, you know, that I do something to somebody else? It's not just about me. And I think I really feel like there's that kind of the worms turning a little bit in North Dakota, and you're starting to feel people really and truly understand that, hey, safety is, you know, it's, you know, faith, family, safety is right there in terms of what can I do to get home safe every night.
Exactly right. I just always have that thought of, whether it's someone working in the, you know, one of the mines in the coal industry, whether it's, you know, oil, whatever it is, pick your industry. We got a lot going on. Agriculture, my goodness, this is a challenging, industry for safety as well. But you want them at the dinner table. You want them, you know, walking their son or daughter down the aisle, or their daughter down the aisle. You understand?
Absolutely.
So no question about it. Talk about folks that have never been here. Just some reasons they should come here. What are some reasons if they've never been to this conference they're going to see?
Well, a couple things. One, it's the largest networking opportunity for safety professionals around here. That's what's great, is you have 900 plus registrants that are going to be around from 310 plus companies. So do you want to get a chance to network with people in the safety industry, whether it's new practices, best practices, engineering issues, whatever else, with people on the floor. But you get a chance to come here, be around that many registrants, but also 107 sessions. So what class are you going to sit in so that you can learn more, you can take it back to your family or your people at work?
107
sessions over the 5 days, and 140 people groups exhibiting in 179 booths. So you just think about all those networking and learning opportunities that we have here, all in the span of 5 days in one building like this. And so, you know, you listen to Eddie early on talk about the high level of stuff, even from the rescue side of things to the something as basic as first aid CPR. So one thing we try to do is we try to touch all levels, you know, the introductory, the beginner, from the intermediates all the way to the advanced person. There's something here for them, and I think that's important to know that, hey, you know what, you want to learn something on safety, you can come here.
Bismarck Event Center. Lock in your GPS, come on over, take it in. And day one today, of course, 2 days of pre-conference before this, and more to go, so let's take it in. We'll be back tomorrow, broadcast live. Chuck's going to join us a little later on in the hour, too, and talk a little bit about new partnership with the folks doing business in the Bakken and the Williston Basin. So we'll do that coming up. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, Todd, the radio god, Mitchell Manning, the controls today, as always. Calls, questions, comments, always welcome. Kelly Armstrong next.
We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, all kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the sun.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, and relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got it all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another major snowstorm impacting the United States, this time almost every state east of the Mississippi River. Over 1,000 air flights have been canceled because of it. most of them in and out of Washington, Baltimore, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Southwest Airlines canceling almost 300 flights itself as the weather's added on to issues the carrier's been having with high numbers of aircraft being out of service because of mechanical issues. President Trump again going after the New York Times over a new report as he tweets this morning that the Times reporting is false, calling the newspaper, quote, a true enemy of the people. Those words in caps. The report claims Trump asked former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if a change could be made in the investigation into his former lawyer Michael Cohen. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Join us in a moment here, and if you have a question or comment for him, my mom would have caught that, Todd. I'm glad you didn't with the buzzer. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us momentarily. Not gonna.
You're gonna do what you do, whether I buzz you or not. I mean, it's just a waste of electricity now.
Is it really? Just a waste of electricity, I see. Anyway, he'll join us momentarily. Yeah, thank you. Oh, I love that. It's like a pat on the head, you know. That, you know, you're loving your little dog. Good job. I love the bell.
Do Scotty, we need a little pat on the head.
Yeah, I need a little pat on the head. So anyway, if you have a question or comment for Kelly, get him in right now. Anything you have on your mind that you'd like to ask about what's happening in the nation's capital, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday, we tell you about a set of wheels sitting at Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City or the Puckledge location in Bismarck. Two great stores. And this week's featured vehicle is a beast of a truck for a guy that needs to get stuff done. It's a one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Puckledge. This one's at the Valley City lot. 2016 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Crew Cab. Three-quarter ton monster with a Duramax diesel engine. Got some class, too. Beautiful maroon color, black leather interior. It knows how to work. Got the SLT package, the all-terrain package. Now, this sold new at Puckledge. So they've done all the service work. Right now, it only has 48,000 miles on it. It's on the lot for $51,495. You tell them you heard it from me, $49,587. Hop online, check it out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. If that works for you, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckledge. Puckledge.com, the other website to check out. Find some great deals. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. How are you, sir? Morning, Kelly. Are you there?
I am.
Now I can hear you. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm doing fantastic. Touring the Minot Air Force Base today, actually, with Senator Kevin Cramer and a great group of airmen that are showing us what we need to know about Minot.
Yeah, that's great. I talked earlier in the week about the tour of the military that Senator Cramer is doing. He's yesterday, I guess it was in Bismarck with the Guard folks. Today, Minot, then Grand Forks and Fargo. So a lot to do coming up. Are you on the whole tour? Are you tagging along for the whole thing, checking out our military infrastructure all over?
We are doing the Grand Forks Air Force Base as well, not with Senator Cramer. Today's one day will be with his crew as well. So it just worked out, and it's It's been fantastic so far, and we've got a great day planned.
What do they present in the way of needs? What are they hoping you can accomplish maneuvering those shark-infested waters of trying to get resources that obviously every military installation wants? But what are the top needs as you see them for instance, Minot today?
Well, Minot, the Air Force Base here is States military, but in the world military, is it's the only military base that exists with two legs of the triad. And to be quite honest, I mean, they educate us and they advocate. I mean, they don't really advocate for certain things. They're getting the job done up here, but the bomber wing, the oldest plane is 1960, the newest plane is 1961. So they built those B-52s to last, but also you got to continue to modernize them. It's not just a matter of whether or not they can fly, but whether they can actually deploy in combat-ready situations. And they're used all over the world. They're always going somewhere at any point in time. So they're proud of their planes. They just want to make sure we know that we have to continue to modernize them as technology advances.
Makes sense. Is that just a matter of battling for funding?
Yeah, and making sure that making sure that us as representatives understand that it's not a want, it's a need. In order for these planes to continue to be effective in the 21st century, they need to move forward. Now, I will say this, I think they will have a lot of advocates that don't just represent the state of North Dakota, because these planes are in high demand all over and in every theater across the globe.
Questions or comments for Congressman Armstrong are welcome today on the program. 258-0550. You can also text in a question. And Todd, he gets his at 226-8503. I get mine at 367-2054. Somebody said, ask Kelly if anything's being done about robocalls.
During the campaign, one of the things I think we understand about robocalls is the people who want to follow the law do honor your do not calls list. But what we're starting to see, and this is a matter of technology, is when you have servers in Trinidad generating random numbers and they're not interested in following North Dakota law, particularly our United States law in general, that we have a difficult time doing them. We've met with some telecom companies, and I've asked that question every time, and one of the answers we get is if we want to get serious about really truly stopping them, we can probably do that, but people will miss a lot of calls they're supposed to get as well. So there's a happy medium to ensure that your phone still works while dealing with those problems. But if there's one thing that probably came up as a complaint all across the campaign trail more than anything else, rural, urban, anywhere, it was a robocall. So.
Well, especially this stupid thing they use now where they randomly go out and pick numbers from North Dakota, so you think you're getting a call from North Dakota when you're not, you know. And I've also heard from people who are actually getting calls from their own number. It is, it's just bizarre.
I think it's important to recognize these are people primarily not even located in the United States who have no interest in following the United States law. So to get after that is a little more complicated than just saying no. I mean, because you want to get rid of the robocalls, but you don't want to affect the way people's phones work either.
Is that a federal problem?
Well, when you start talking about other country servers that are trying to enact law, but the other problem is every state has very different laws regarding robocalls. We're noticing this trying to set up telephone town halls, and how North Dakota's robocall law makes that a little more difficult for us to do that at the congressional level. So laws are so different in all 50 states that it really does get to be a different issue.
Something I saw this week that you were working on caught my attention, and that is an issue that isn't necessarily new, but a fairly controversial, and that's food stamp reforms. Now, I don't know why it'd be controversial. I don't get it at all, but I saw the last go around, part of the farm bill thing. It'd be literally held up the farm bill because the Democrats wanted to be able to say, you know, if you're over 59, I forget the age, you don't have to work. You know, that the work requirements were gone. So what's the plan? How do you get back at that debate without running into that same buzzsaw?
Well, I don't think this reform should be that controversial, Scott. We have 4% national unemployment, and the reform we're working on is only with able-bodied adults without dependents. So one of the arguments that always comes with these programs, food stamp programs or things are like that, is that we want to make sure that we aren't punishing kids for their parents' failures. Well, this one doesn't, this one only deals with the small subset of people on food stamps that do not have dependents. And what the reform will do is just simply, I mean, the short version is that we want to tighten up the state waiver process, because under the law, you're only supposed to get these stamps for 3 months in a 36-month period unless you are working or do 80 hours a month in work education. But what has happened is so many states just waive this. They carry over their waivers. They don't apply. I mean, they don't work on unemployment rates. But the reform would still allow for, I mean, national unemployment doesn't matter if you have 12% unemployment in your own community. So there are still ways for states to do that and to do the waiver process. But this is really just a way for the federal government to make sure states are actually granting waivers when needed and not just granting them under a blanket waiver process.
What makes you think that it has a chance of passing this time when it was so controversial during the Farm Bill debate?
Well, I think this is an issue that we can deal with in the regulatory, deal with it through the Department of Agriculture, and we may not need congressional approval to do it. That's why we're picking one small piece, very particular, very targeted. It doesn't solve a lot of these issues, but it's a good way to try and move the ball forward. And this is an area where I think we take away a lot of those bigger political debates about what we're doing because of the small group of people on food stamps we're talking about. These are people without dependents. And like I said, we're in 4% national unemployment, that this should be an area where everybody should come to some kind of agreement on. But more importantly, I think we can do it through the regulatory process and not need congressional approval.
All right, I missed that piece. So in other words, because you're doing it how you're doing it, in this case you don't have to have it voted on. I'm sure you're going to end up in court because they're going to probably say you're declaring a national emergency for food stamps or something like that. But we'll see.
It's not a small thing either. We think it could save about $15 billion over 10 years. So, I mean, just by doing this program, but I think even more importantly, this is the absolute group of people who are on food stamps that we want to get back in the workforce. We want them to have the ability to do it, the training to do it, and the dignity of having a job. And this is how you change that culture over the course of not just the people who are in it, but then when they get married, when they have families, you continue to move that ball forward to having the dignity of work and being part of society and not just being on a government handout.
No, I think it makes great sense. And this came from the Agriculture Department, right? They're saying, we want to do this, and here's how we do it, and what you're doing with this letter is supporting it.
Yeah, and Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, I've been talking to him. He's kind of the one that initiated this process and has done a good job of educating us on it. And I think this is just real common sense reform, and hopefully even in this divided Congress, this is something we can get some people behind.
Let's hope so. Couple minutes left. What else can we tackle here? I want to ask you a little bit about this swirl of insanity that's going on there because of the 2020 race and the Democrats getting in there. And, obviously there is everybody's in campaign mode right now, including the Congresswoman Cortez from New York City. Have you had an encounter with this phenom yet?
Actually, during orientation, her and I sat and talked to each other for about 15 minutes on the bus ride. But we talked about the difference between representing an at-large state and representing a district that's essentially four blocks large. So we had a very interesting conversation about our past to get there, but we have not had any. She's on oversight with me, and I am sure we will end up in some situations, especially on the Environment Subcommittee of Oversight, where there will be some differing opinions. Let's put it that way.
She hasn't pitched you on the new Green New Deal yet, anyway, trying to convince you that's a good idea, huh?
there isn't anybody going to convince me that's a good idea.
Oh, no kidding. Talk about a game changer in a bad way for North Dakota. Unbelievable. All right, Kelly, thanks for the update. Appreciate the time very much. We'll talk about these and other issues next week, and have fun at Minot. Say hi to everybody at the Minot Air Force Base.
And again, thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, more on What's on Your Mind after this.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days.
If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stocked their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Your line brought to you in part by our friends at NBI Energy Services. You know they were voted the best place to work in the oil patch? Recipient of the Berkeley Oil and Gas Safety Excellence Award. They make your safety our top priority. The team enjoys excellent pay, best-in-class benefits, top-tier training, employee housing. We're available, and opportunity for advancement. They got a sign-on bonus. Looking for diesel mechanics right now, water transfer, waste management, well intervention in Watford City, truck drivers, CDL all across the board. Call them, 844-MBI-JOBS. Call them at 844-MBI-JOBS or online at MBIEnergyServices.com and ask about some great, sustainable North Dakota energy jobs. Company with the juice to do it right there. Okay, our final segment of day one of our broadcast. We'll be back here on day two. A lot of folks coming up here for some of the classes that are going on, and they're waving, and they're being very nice, and they're coming up and talking to us while they listen every day, and oh, we just appreciate that so much. So, thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll bring some swag. We'll give you come and love us up tomorrow. We'll bring some goodies. Okay, Crystal? We got to do it. Chuck Claremont, the boss, is back. North Dakota Safety Council Executive Director. Going to talk about something that was announced yesterday officially. Been in the works for a while. One basin, one way. What is it?
Well, it's a contractor orientation program for the oil and gas industry. It's something that we've been talking about the Safety Council for 2 years, saying, okay, there's all this contractor orientation happening out there, and why not bring everybody together and have one standardized training? And thankfully, the Petroleum Council took the lead on it a year ago, and they brought a group together and said, hey, let's start developing our own process, okay, our own orientation program. And literally, over the last 6 months, there's been 99 different people in the committee that's came and helped develop this program, 54 companies that have been represented, both contractors, operators, as well as training providers, and it's putting together an orientation program that can be utilized across for all producers in North Dakota, and it's specific to North Dakota. And that's one of the pieces with some of the orientations that have been happening is North Dakota is different. And you can't have a canned orientation program here in North Dakota and because of the weather. And there's all kinds of different things that are unique to North Dakota. Those of us who live here, we definitely understand that. Surely weather's a big part of it. And so thankfully to the Petroleum Council and Steve Bradens and Kerry Cuttings and Ron Nesses of the world, Steve's with Hess, he kind of headed it up on the development side. And 4,000-plus man-hours of work with these groups getting together on a monthly basis that we came up with 55 different topics that they feel and modules that are important for the orientation side they wanted us to cover. And then they opened it up to groups in North Dakota that said, hey, you want to bid on this contract that you can come out and you can do this orientation for all these people who sign on. And we were extremely fortunate to be one of the group that got selected. We partnered with Train ND in Northwest North Dakota, which I think you talked to Kenley Nebaker yesterday, and then Scott Roller and his group. He's the vice president of Diamond B Technologies, and it's a great coalition we brought together that are extremely pleased that they chose us, but there's a lot of work ahead of us, and it's a huge task because there's 32,000 contractors in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. At all across the producer sites. So what we're hoping for is that we get more and more producers signing on. Right now I think there's anywhere from 3 to 5, and hopefully by the time everything's done the next week or so, they're going to have upwards of 8 of those 28 producers in North Dakota that'll sign on so that a contractor can go to this orientation and it'll get them on all these different sites of the people that sign on the one Bakken or one basin, one way orientation.
So bring me ahead 5 years, 10 years. That's all fully implemented. You got all these producers on. You got the contractor saying, hey, this makes sense for us. What's the win? What's the bottom line?
Well, it's two wins. It's one win. You heard you talk about on your commercial just before this, talking about manpower. And in North Dakota, it's an issue. You need to have manpower. And what was happening is because of this redundant training, you had calculated 1.25 million man hours of lost time of people sitting in these orientations of redundant training. So hopefully what happens is it affects the manpower issue, or allows people then, instead of being in redundant training, to get a chance to be out in the field and working in the field. So it's a huge plus for the manpower issue. But then, one of the things we're so happy to be in part of is the safety side. It's consistent training that's specific to North Dakota and to this area, that people getting that training from high-quality instructors on a consistent basis, it's going to save lives and it's going to prevent injuries. And hopefully what happens is, where the incident rate might be, a little bit higher in the oil and gas industry, hopefully that goes down over 5 years, fast forward, because people now are getting that consistent training, and it's not something that, because they've listened to it 8 times, all of a sudden it becomes, hey, I don't want to hear it anymore. They tune out, and now they're not really focusing on safety.
Really unique, because again, these on the producer side, they're all competing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they all want their workers safe too. I think great. It also helps with obviously Safety Council. Been there, done that. Put it together and get this rolling. It's a neat idea.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not something new to North Dakota. And you look at the utility industry, the Basin Electrics and the Great River Energies and those groups. They had a similar situation back in 1996 in basically middle North Dakota, where same thing. Different contractors are going around and saying, hey, I'm taking the same orientations. What can we do? So fortunately, the group called Energy Coalition for Contractor Safety got together, and literally the same path, standardized training, safety plans, etc. And that they went from having incident rates of over 8 now to they're under 1, and this is, of course, since 1996. And that's really the hope from the safety side and that perspective is saying, let's get some consistent quality training, and hopefully what can happen is we can reduce those incident rates.
Makes good sense. Thanks, Jack. We'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. I'll be here.
All right. They're going. Yeah, he's not going anywhere, folks. And there's a lot going on here at the Bismarck Event Center. The vendor show today and tomorrow is fantastic, so take that in. And there's still time to come, and even you know, day pass or whatever, come on down and take it in. North Dakota Safety Council, 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference at the Bismarck Event Center. See you tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.